This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for new signs of the deadly coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41. Nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across 29 provinces and cities. 15 medical workers are among those who have been infected. One Chinese doctor has died. Two cases of the infection have been identified here in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
With officials in China now saying the number of people infected with the new virus has jumped, officials in the U.S. are urging calm. A second case has been reported in the U.S., a Chicago woman in her 60s who was hospitalized in isolation after returning from China. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
I don't think we should jump ahead and project what's going to happen. We just got to take it one step at a time.
Meanwhile, Australia announced its first case Saturday. Three cases in France are the first reported in Europe. The new virus comes from a large family of what are known as coronaviruses. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, in the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it's believed the new virus originated, authorities have tightened emergency rules to deal with the crisis. With air and rail service in and out of Wuhan already shut down, today most vehicles, including private cars, have been ordered out of the downtown area. State media say that only authorized vehicles carrying supplies and other necessities would be allowed access to the city center. All of this has caused cancellations for a host of China's planned Lunar New Year celebrations, affecting millions of people. In Turkey, emergency officials today said the death toll from yesterday's strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. Rescue workers continue searching for dozens of victims, believed to be buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in below freezing temperatures. Mosques, schools, sports halls, and student dormitories were open for hundreds who fled their homes after the quake. Some people are still living in tents. More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. 3 hours from now, U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers begin their opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial. Last night, Democratic Party House managers wound up their 3 days of arguments, again hitting hard at the theme that if Mr. Trump is not removed from office, he'll feel free to abuse his power. That as chief executive, he'll be convinced he can basically do whatever he wants without penalty. Lead House manager Adam Schiff says he expects the defense team to use old talking points to insist that the president never engaged in a quid pro quo with Ukraine, that he held back U.S. military aid as leverage in an effort to get political dirt on a potential election rival, former Vice President Joe Biden.
The president said there was no quid pro quo. The president said there was no quid pro quo. I guess that's the end of the story. This is a well-known principle of criminal law that if the defendant says he didn't do it, he couldn't have done it.
More on this from AP's Jackie Quinn.
I heard that they had headaches.
That was President Trump earlier this week. Shortly after the January 8th strike, he said he'd been told there were no U.S. troops injured. But the Pentagon now says 34 service members have been diagnosed with concussions and 17 remain under medical observation or treatment.
A lot of these symptoms, they are late developing. They manifest over a period of time.
Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explained.
The symptoms can get better. They can get worse. So we may see those numbers change a little bit. This is a snapshot in time.
Asked Wednesday whether he considered traumatic brain injuries serious, President Trump said,
"No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
As his impeachment trial was underway in the Senate Friday, President Trump scored a first, becoming the first sitting chief executive to attend the annual March for Life, an annual anti-abortion rights gathering here in Washington. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Libyan militia leader General Khalifa Haftar of violating a ceasefire agreement. But despite deploying Turkish forces to back the Libyan government on national accord, observers suggest Erdogan seems to be increasingly looking to diplomacy rather than force. Haftar's forces control most of Libya in its war against the United Nations recognized Center. A reporter for a California-based environmental news outlet was taken into custody last month in Borneo after attending a regional parliamentary hearing involving the People's Alliance for the Archipelago, the country's largest indigenous rights group. This week, Jacobson was formally arrested and told he faced up to 5 years in prison for entering Indonesia with the wrong visa. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.